Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You hear that song? Time to talk to our friend, Mr. Peter Rosenberg from New York City. Fresh off ESPN, I think this morning or yesterday. What's up, Peter? How are you?
Yo, what's happening, guys? How we doing?
We are good, man. I wanted to start, dude. I saw you were at Fanatics Fest, and before we even get to the Jaden stuff, Fanatics Fest, to me, feels like a series of like staged viral moments. What's it like being there?
I don't really have a good way to describe it from a consumer standpoint because I haven't done it really in that way. It seems like if you're a collector, if you're either a big or an autograph picture kind of person.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I would say it's also cool in the sense that even if you don't pay for the autographs or the pictures, you walk around. You will probably walk by some pretty cool people. Like that, it's just the way it's set up. That naturally will happen. I will say from the standpoint of like being a part of it, it's great. Like the experience of being a part of it is such where like you get treated like gold, and once you're sort of in a VIP setting, like everybody is sort of around and you have access to everybody. So it's great from that standpoint. So yeah, long story short, my experience has only been
ballin'.
My experience has only been good. I think it's awesome. But I don't know how much you end up spending, like if you want to get multiple autographs and things like that. I don't know about that.
I got you.
But the autograph dude going in, but they spend so much money. I'm wondering where all these dudes get their damn money from sometimes.
I assume.
I see some people, Peter, everywhere I go, they are there. And I'm like, dude, you live in Virginia. How the hell did you get here? Oh, right. Man, I go to all the collectors. I don't know where to get their money from, man.
I know. It is crazy. I like the people like to meet people multiple times. Like I was talking to a WWE superstar. They were like, yeah, someone paid to get a picture or an autograph. And then they came back later and they were like, they paid again to get the picture.
That's wow. Crazy. Like,
not people do people do crazy stuff, guys. But then again, there was me. Making sure I got my picture with my boy JD5, you know what I mean?
So Let's tell that story. So I'm not sure everybody knows. Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg here. You can follow him at Rosenberg Radio. Peter joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. I think this is accurate. This must be new. On your Twitter profile, it now just says, I talk about a lot of different stuff. Because you can hear Peter talking WWE. You can hear him talking hip-hop. You can hear him talking sports. All over the place. And you got to meet Jaden Daniels last weekend with your baby girl. I think this is a cool story.
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to say I took all of my brands off of my Twitter profile because you never know, I might say something crazy. I'm out of Twitter altogether. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so for those who haven't heard me talk about this on with JP and B. Mitch before, we named my daughter Maya Jaden. And you know, the name is because of the man, and we love the name, so it worked great. So right when I found out Jaden was going to be at Fanatics Fest, I was like, well, this has to happen. So I really wanted to be a part of their conversation and try to mediate it. Unfortunately that didn't work out, but, Taylor Rooks did. And I ran into Taylor Rooks. And she met the baby, et cetera. And I'm like, we have her here because she needs to meet Jaden Daniels. And she was like, oh, that's my guy. I'll introduce you. And I said, awesome. So I was done with my duties for the day. So if you go on my Instagram, Rosenberg Radio, you will see me going up. I said hello to Josh Harris. Seemed like a lovely guy. I do feel a little bit bad. If anyone out there is listening, I apologize to Josh because we were kind of mid-conversation and he was being very friendly. And then Taylor did the Jaden introduction. So I did that terrible thing. And JP, I'm sure you've had this happen to you where like you're standing there and the person's excited to talk to you. And then they see like Daryl Green and forget that you exist.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that.
So I did that to the owner of the Commanders. We were in mid conversation, but then Jaden walked over and I was sort of like, I'm sorry. Hi, Jaden. This is my baby. I mean, don't get me wrong. Owners are cool and all, but this is my quarterback, baby.
That's awesome. What was Harris's reaction?
No, Harris was super friendly. I don't think he even noticed or cared, but he was being totally lovely when I did meet him. And then I told Jaden the situation and about the baby. He was sweet as could be, as I imagined he would be. We snapped a couple pictures, and that was it. So it was just a nice thing. You know, I always wanted to have that photo of when she was a little baby, you know, right in this time with her namesake. So really cool. He did not disappoint. He had the energy that I sort of assumed that he would. I have a cool video that I'll actually send to you. I don't know if anyone else posted this, actually. My manager was hanging out at some point near an area where Joe Burrow and Jaden were throwing together. Did anybody post that?
Yeah, I've seen a video. I don't. Maybe you have a different one or something, but I have seen the Burrow-Jaden just throwing the football together.
Yes. So yeah. It's just a different. It's just a video from my manager's camera, but... but my manager did say, he said Burrow did not seem very approachable, or like he seemed a little uncomfortable. And then we saw the Burrow baseball throw, which was rather unfortunate. I don't know. I was a little surprised. I'm like, he's supposed to be Joe Cool.
I think he's aloof. I don't know, but,
that's what he said. He literally described him as just like aloof and not like people were talking to him and he didn't seem there.
Yeah, little Macaulay Culkin. That's what he looked like to me.
He does kind of look like him. How would you so like kind of knowing Jaden a bit now, I have like my own vision of him, but like he met you as like, you're not like the beat guy that's there every day. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
How would you describe his energy when you met him?
Friendly and connected. At first, he was a tiny bit distracted. There was like a lot going on in that exact moment. And so at first, you know, when you're talking to someone, but there's a lot going on, I could see he was a little bit like, what's happening? And then as things settled, was very dialed into the conversation and you know, sweet. I commented that, I commented that she was born right before the Detroit game. And he was like, oh, good luck charm.
That's great.
To which I wanted to grab him by both shoulders and say, no, Jaden, you're our good luck charm. But I didn't. I resisted. he was great. He was cool. He was cool as can be. You know, I obviously meet a lot of athletes, and the young ones are interesting to judge because, like, they're still kind of forming who they are. And he seems exactly as he comes off. Like, he's not... I'm not going to tell you I'm trying to think of who like the example would be of like, oh my God, the most affable, you can't even believe it kind of guy. I wouldn't go as far as saying he's that, but he's clearly friendly and down to earth. His mom was right there. She was inches away. Mm-hmm. So I had a nice little chat with mom as well. Who's
She's
lovely.
A nice lady.
She's cool.
Yeah. I had met her once before at that game.
When I was
in the Fanatics thing. So, no, but they were both super cool, man. Like, it's one of the things I'm most excited about with this team is just I think there's a lot of good people around, and I think that's really important.
And makes a world of difference, too.
Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg. You can follow him on Twitter or Instagram at Rosenberg Radio. Very cool you got to meet him and all the experiences of the Fanatics Fest. Did you happen to see the Kevin Durant, Micah Parsons video?
No, I did not.
KD told Parsons he was going to end up in D.C. in 2 years, and all Parsons said is, Dan Quinn's my guy. We'll see.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, you know what? I read this headline. Hey, man. that's the most talented defensive player in the league, in my opinion. I don't think that's a crazy opinion.
He's among them, yeah.
I would love that. Now, I talked to Micah Parsons once. He was on set at WrestleMania in Dallas a couple years ago, and he was not – he did not seem as upbeat on the prospect of joining the Commanders, because I did bring that up. But he was brand new then. You know what I mean? Maybe he's figuring out he's with a losing franchise at this point. So I'd be thrilled. That guy is not only so talented as a football player, he's such a good talker and so charismatic too, man. Like, Micah Parsons is a special dude.
For sure. So B and I were kicking this around. Our guy Jeff is a little nervous about the McLaurin situation.
So Jeff is nervous about everything, Peter.
Brian and I are not. I think this is kind of normal football business. Weirdly enough, the deadline the Commanders have imposed for RFK Stadium is July 15th. They want to hear from the city. And I think July 15th is a pretty important date for Terry to get a deal done, because that's a week before training camp. How do you feel about the Terry situation?
Well, I think I may have talked about this a week when you weren't there, which is most weeks, frankly.
There you go, Pete.
With friends like these.
Way to let him know.
No, but I don't think it's a big deal. I do think it's regular football. I do think it's a very unique situation. And by that I mean he is owed money and respect. Because he has been the most consistent part of this team for, what is it, 7 years now? How many years into this are we? Like, pay that man his money, right?
Pay that man his money.
Exactly, Rounders. But on top of that, though, as good as Terry is, I think he's more valuable in Washington than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Terry on the free market, if the number for Terry McLaurin, I'm throwing out a random number. If the number for Terry McLaurin is $27 million in Washington, then it's like $24 million elsewhere. I really do think he's more valuable here because of what he's meant to the franchise and the amount of number 17 jerseys you see in the stands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I just think, as great as he would be anywhere else, he's not quite in the highest tier of wide receiver. He's right below that. But for us, there's a little more to it because he's such a special piece. So I think both sides are in a unique spot, and that's why this is going to require sort of a really smart, poised, calm conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's interesting, too, is B and I were talking about this. Being at minicamp a couple weeks back now, when Noah Brown's down, like, Terry's not there, you notice, you know, you get to week one and you've got Terry outside, Debo in the slot, you feel pretty good. Even if there's a third wide receiver out there and it's Jalen Lane or Luke McCaffrey, whoever that is, right? But if Terry's not there and it's like, maybe it's Noah Brown and Luke McCaffrey with Debo in the slot, like, He's pretty damn important for everything he's done since he's been drafted. But from a, yo, this team believes they're contenders, he's pretty damn important too.
Dude, it's totally different. And it puts Debo in a totally different situation if they don't have to key on Terry. So it's vitally important. Yeah, everything I just said about what he means to the franchise is totally true. But from a pure football standpoint, If we're going for it this year, which I would have to imagine we are, like, this is a go for it year. This is not a, oh, we hope we turn out to be good. This is a, we were close last year, let's get there. Oh, he's vitally important.
Totally.
And I think he's vitally important to that young man that you met this over the weekend. I mean, at the fest, he's vitally important to him because when he got in trouble, who did he look for? 17.
Yeah, and isn't it funny to think about the first couple of weeks when five just couldn't find 17 and then they found it?
Right. It was the touchdown in the Bengals game. Remember afterwards, Terry went up and like slapped him on the shoulders, like, do that. Trust me. I'll make the play. I mean, what a moment.
That was it.
Huh? Iconic.
That was it.
How much, if at all, have you paid attention to the RFK stuff from New York?
I just hear a little pieces here and there, but is it actually looking tenuous, or is this not good?
Well, it's politics, though.
Politicians are politicking, is what I would say.
But are we actually worried it could not get done?
I think it's getting done, Peter, but I just think that certain people are going to grandstand for a moment.
No way. Really? I wouldn't have guessed that. Based on the initial press conference, when the president was there, and I went asking around, does he have anything to do with this? And everybody said, absolutely not. I went, oh, so a lot of people are going to want to take credit, and naturally, the team is going to want to make politicians feel good, right? They don't want any problems with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, politician's going to politician. I really do hope they get it done. It felt like the final piece. And by the way, while I'm at it, let me give Josh Herrick credit for yet again putting the name thing to bed. And by the way, was that a real thing that I saw you post? Were the junkies really talking about, are there people who would trade ownership?
Like, they weren't talking about it, but they had people calling in saying it, is my understanding. There are bots on, I assume there are people that come at me on social all the time about that. It's stunning.
If you would prefer the name Redskins so much that you would rather have Snyder own the team with that name, not only are you a non-functional moron, you also are not really a fan of the team.
I'm with you 100% on that.
To care about the name more than the culture change that has happened. Like, I won't even get into the argument that I think the name is outdated and shouldn't be the name. Put that aside. All things equal, it makes no sense. The most important thing that has happened to this franchise by a country mile, and that includes more important than the drafting of Jaden Daniels, is Dan Snyder being gone. It
You're
is
right
everything.
About that.
Dude, I totally agree. I mean, in 24
years, it just shows you the ignorance that lives around you, brother. That's all that is.
In 24 years as an NFL owner, the Washington organization was 60 games below 500, and that technically gives him credit for 99 when B was on the team and Dan wasn't actually in charge.
Nothing to do with that.
If you take that off, it's way worse, including a 1-5 playoff record.
And then in year one, not only does everything start to get better, but now we went to a championship game, guys. A champion. Like, I sat there marveling. I was barely even sad when that game ended. I couldn't believe we got there. Like, a championship game, that's what real football teams do. We were a real football team. Like, I'm lobbying to ESPN right now. I really want to do a feature on the team going into this coming season and the experience that all of us are having, whether you're a fan, whether you're a former player who talks about the team, whether you're a beat reporter who's there every day, or whether you're part of the organization, the adjustment that all of us are making to not be a loser.
Totally, man. Totally.
Like, we're not losers anymore. Like, it literally affects everybody. I mean, even the people whose job is to cover the team, everything is different now. And I just think it's such an intriguing story, and the surface hasn't even been scratched with it yet.
Totally.
You taking any time off? It is summertime. You got a little baby.
Actually, I'm glad you guys brought that up. I'm going to catch y'all in August, my guys.
Attaboy. Enjoy. All right, Brian, enjoy.
I'm on paternity starting tomorrow.
Are you going to be home at all? We can set up some golf.
So, maybe at the end of July. We're in New York for the next week. Then we're going to France for a couple of weeks, and then maybe I'll I'll make a trip. Are you? Do you guys have any off time, or you're working through July?
We'll be around.
I'm taking the week after the 4th off. But then we got camp opens the
22nd. And they got those new baby seat golf carts at Congressional.
You come home, we'll make it happen.
All right, I would love that.
All right, thank you, Peter. Enjoy some time off, man.
Be cool, brother.
Later, guys. Talk soon.
All right, man. All right.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg, does everything. WWE, ESPN, everywhere you look, Rosenberg is there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.